And he saw another group. No matter how he revealed himself to them, they will never submit to worship him. And God thought in his mind, will he allow the two groups all to go to hell? Since if I offer to this one, he will accept. This one, he will not accept. Since this one will accept, let me make a way to save him. Who are there? How many of them? How many of them that we believe? He brought his book and wrote their names one after the other. The Bible speaks about the book of life with names written. When was it written? When was it written? When did he call us in Christ? Ephesians chapter 1. Who will help us read? Let me just rush these things.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes.
Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus Christ,
uh-huh.
the will of God,
uh-huh.
to the saints which are at Ephesus,
uh-huh.
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father,
uh-huh.
and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Listen to the way revelated people were addressing the church. Yes.
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
uh-huh.
who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places,
uh-huh.
according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
When did he choose us in Christ?
From the foundation of the world.
When did he choose us?
From the foundation of the world.
He said, before the foundation of the world. Ha! Does that mean anything to somebody? When did he choose you?
From
the foundation of the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Oh, you think that it is the day you gave your life to Christ, that is the day that God said, oh, I don't get one. He was surprised to see you, Abby. Yes? Verse 13.
13 and 14.
Yes.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God.
Yes.
For us, brethren, beloved of the Lord.
Yes.
Because God has from the beginning chosen us to salvation.
From when did he choose you?
From the beginning.
From when did he choose you?
From the beginning.
He, God, has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Can you get something? He chose you to salvation. From the beginning, blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Okay, read verse 8 and 9.
Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, Be not thee therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord,
uh-huh.
nor of me these prisoners,
uh-huh.
but be thou partaker of affections of gospel according to power of God.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9 says, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works,
uh-huh.
but according to his own purpose.
His own purpose and
grace.
Grace, uh-huh.
which was given us in Christ Jesus.
When?
Before the world began.
Before the world began. Matthew chapter 20. A woman brought her two sons to Jesus Christ. Let one sit on the right hand. See, read it. Verse 20, Matthew. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what will thou, that is, what do you want me to do for you, woman? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. Now, verse 22. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, we are able. Verse 23. And he said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. This is where I'm going. But, hallelujah, to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Hey, glory be to God. Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. verse 17. Are we there? Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. He sent them to go and cast out devils. He gave them authority to go and do miracle signs and wonders. Now they are coming back with report. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, Hey, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20 is my emphasis. Notwithstanding that you can cast out devils and nothing will hurt you, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. A Christian, you are not, should not rejoice that when I blow like this, you will fall down the anointing. When I say Satan out, you go out to say, hey, look, there you are rejoicing. This is what you should rejoice. He said, but rather rejoice because your names are written in. And he gave this prayer. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. This mystery, God did not reveal it to everybody. He said, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Where are they written? Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, Revelation chapter 17 verse 8, in the book of life. And the Bible says, that book was written before the foundation of the world. In that book, everyone that will be saved on earth here, your name is written there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. My name is written there. Eh? My name is written there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And then, if you catch it, that there is a book with names, the book of life, already has names of people written from before the foundation of the world, then, if you understand that, anytime you go to any crusade or any pastor, you hear any pastor praying prayer, Father, you want to give your life to Christ, come to the altar. Say after me, Father, today I believe. Blah, blah, blah. Father, write my name in the book of life. Father, write my name in the book of life. Do you understand now? Do you understand now? Do you understand? It is only those whose names are already in the book of life that will come to the court. That they came is evidence that their names are written in the book of life. Only those whose names are written in the book of life that the Father will call and draw and come. That is revelation. And remember, he did not reveal what I am saying now, the revelation, to Reverend Doctor. That is what he's saying. To the wise and prudent has been hidden and revealed to babes like us. When did I give my life to Christ? I know. I don't go Bible school. I don't go anywhere. But I know this thing. And yet, Reverend Doctor and Pope doesn't know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you will understand the statement in Acts chapter 13, verse 48. After that crusade, he said, as many as we are ordained to eternal life, believed. Only those who have been ordained to eternal life will believe. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, see the language used there. He said, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Only those that should be saved were added to the church daily. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible spoke about Christ himself. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. Apostle Peter was preaching in verse 22, 23. He mentioned, he being delivered, he was delivered by the foreknowledge of God. So don't think that it took God by surprise that they grabbed Jesus Christ to crucify him. No, it was by foreknowledge. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. He said, Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, those that he calls, verse 29. He said, for whom he did foreknow. Listen, those through foreknowledge, what did he do? He predestinated them. That is, your destination was determined before you began. Oh, glory be to God. That is, you have been sentenced to go to heaven, whether you like it or not, before you knew him. It has been predetermined. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. But what is the destiny? Is to be conformed to the image of Christ, so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren. He becomes our senior brother, because the rest of us are going to follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So your destiny is not to be a millionaire. Your destiny is not so. Your destiny is to be conformed to the image. And if that is your destiny, he is still in his own power to make you and mold you to that image. Now, he said, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed. Then, the next verse. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, verse 30, they are those he also called. So, who are those that have been called? They are those whom God, through foreknowledge, predestined them, and because he has predestined them, he now called them to fulfill their destiny. Now, see it now. And if you have been called, the next statement, and whom he called, them he also justified. And this scripture is deep, brethren. What is the doctrine of justification? What is justification? It's the estate that you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. Now, remember, hallelujah, Judas was not ordained to go to heaven. So, God made sure he didn't go to the upper room. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, God answering not sin, prayers of sinners. Before God will have a relationship with you, he will have to deal with the sin that separated you from him first. When that sin is separated, then you stand justified. That separation is what is called remission. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, many are called, few are chosen. Hallelujah. Those that I'm talking about, how he chooses us now. Everybody has been called. If it is through foreknowledge he has called you, he will justify you. If he didn't call you, now you call yourself, you go to church, you will never be justified. I said this is deep. There are people that are going to church, calling upon God. They are receiving miracles, signs and wonders, testimony every day, yet they have nothing to do with God for salvation. Everyone that will go to heaven, you must be justified. Your sins must be remitted. The sin that separated us from the Garden of Eden was settled on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. It was settled on the cross of Calvary. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Church, what I'm saying is not everybody that knows it. Open your ears. Don't assume you know it if you're hearing it for the first time. Because I'm saying something that some of you may not have heard before. Church, that is why there is water baptism. Church, water baptism is for justification. That is why he left that doctrine there, that commandment there. But listen, because It's not everybody that is called that will be chosen. He coming for the doctrine of justification, he wrote it in a way that will confuse everybody that is coming. So that only his own, he will cause them to understand. So that those ones will stay with their sins, then those he called the elect, he cannot begin to deal with them with their sins remitted. Why do I say so? Water baptism is in the Bible, but not too many people even understand what it is all about. That is why, if we are going to make our calling and election sure, church, if God call you, he will first justify you. So we are starting this program with justification. We are starting this program with justification. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are starting it with justification. First and foremost, if you are going to receive the Holy Ghost, oh, you must first have your sins cleansed. Then you stand before God. Now ready for the next stage. There are three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And I preached the other day, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, when I told you the different types of baptisms. I said there are three of them. There is water baptism, there is baptism of the Holy Ghost, and there is baptism of suffering. You will be baptized with suffering. For all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer. If you will follow me, Jesus Christ said, carry your cross. His cross was heavy. It was not easy. Christianity is not easy. Christianity is costly. Anybody that tells you, you see, it's grace. It's the grace. It's the grace. How many people know the meaning of grace? When you don't even know the meaning of justification, you know the meaning of grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am emphasizing water baptism because water baptism is for the remission of sin. Why? Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And for him to remit our sins, he made provision on the cross. I shed that innocent blood. He died, was buried, and resurrected. It's for you and for me. And if you are going to have your sins remitted, you must identify with that. What are you saying? You are saying that he said, he that believeth and is baptized. What do you believe? You believe that I was condemned to death. He paid the debt I could not pay. He owed a debt. Hallelujah. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone, and that someone we needed was our kinsman redeemer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. The God of creation. And no man can see God and live. Amen. Amen. But Jesus Christ, Colossians 1:15, says he is the image of the invisible God. And so in John 14, he told Philip, why do you say I should show you the Father? When I've been so long with you here, have I not told you if you see me, you see the Father? Because I and the Father are one. Why are they one? Because verse 19 says, for it pleased the Father that in him, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Hallelujah. For the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in Jesus Christ bodily. Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The fullness was in him. So if there is God the Father, the Son, all is in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's nothing like Trinity Church. Hallelujah. Our knowledge of the Bible has passed that level. Oh, the days of Mumu Mumu followership is gone. when the days of restoration, our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And true victory is ours. Who we are. Our bell has sounded, and we have responded to our God, whose original life, original Christianity, the original life, the original seed, the original word, is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. Yes, sir. The original life. This came by a prophet. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last days. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. For the original life. Original Christianity is what I believe. Oh, the Son of Man is revealed. That's the bride, that's the chosen one. Oh, the original sin. We are called unto adoption. We are called unto adoption. Full authority and son. Yes, sir. Let we wake and join us. For translation in this earth, gentle days soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to our God. Oh, the original, oh, the original. Yes, sir. Original sin. Yes, sir. The original one. It was a belief. Oh, the Son of Man. Original Christianity. That's who we are. That's what we believe. That's who we are. The restored truth. Hallelujah. I want somebody's eye to be open, because today is for justification. Hey, every Tuesday we come here for our Rosh Shiloh for prophetic ministration. This is the only thing we do that day. The reason is we always tell the people, you have gone and done dry fasting for deliverance. Church, there is nowhere in the Bible that prescribes dry fasting for a demon to leave you. Ha! Our eyes of understanding. Yes. Church, listen. There is nowhere in the Bible that says for you to receive anything from God, you have to fast. No! No! I'm not speaking against fasting. In fact, I've been fasting since when? Because of this program. I was not fasting so that God will give me anything. I am fasting so that nothing in me will hinder me. Ah! Do you understand the difference? Because if I will enter trouble with God, the only thing that hinders me from receiving anything from God is my excesses, this flesh. So, when I want to be serious with my spiritual life, I put this flesh in its proper position. God is not going to listen to me because He saw me doing dry fasting. No! Which fasting did you do before He saved you? Which fasting will you do now to retain your salvation? Some of you, when it's time, you have problem. You go to mountain of fire. Before they attend to you, they give you 7 days dry fasting. The person is suffering from constant stooling. Anything. You don't lean all because nothing they stay for belly. Eh? He wants healing. Then they say, this is your case, serious. 7 days dry. Hey, God Almighty. And somebody is asking me a question, but the Bible said this, some things cannot go except by fasting and prayer. That is what they misinterpreted and twisted Bible for you to believe. I've explained that to you in this church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The person that will do the deliverance is the person that will fast. It's not the person that needs the deliverance that will fast. It's not the sick person that will fast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you ever done dry fasting? You do dry fasting today?
Yes, sir.
And then they make you sleep, so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fasting will make you not hear word of God. When it's time to hear word of God, fasting can make you to sleep. Can you see? So, not be God tell you to fast. Because God can't tell you to fast and not to hear him. That is the mumu followership we do now. Praise the Lord. No! There is no fasting that will make any demon leave you. The only reason that demon is around you, Zechariah chapter 3. The high priest, Joshua, if you read it from verse 1, stood before the angel of the Lord, and a demon stood by him, the high priest. And the angel was casting out that demon. The demon refused to go. Did the angel say, Zechariah, go and try fasting and come back? The angel was wondering, why will I cast out this devil and the devil will not go? So he left the demon and took a look at the high priest Joshua and saw that he was wearing a filthy garment. He did not do the deliverance again. He only faced Joshua and commanded that he should have a change of garment. As soon as the garment was changed, did we see that demon again? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is sin. The only reason why any demon refuses to be cast out from you is because your sin is because of sin. And when we say sin, there are two types of sin. There is the deadly sins and there is the Adamic sin. And there's the Adamic sin that will make your forefathers that, you know, covenanted until the demon is still following you till today. It's because of sin. And that sin has been taken care of on the cross on Calvary. Using what? Using the blood of Jesus Christ. Using the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed that innocent blood. And with that blood, your sins were washed away. How do you believe? Yes. Then you have to confirm it that you believe. Do an action to confirm that you come under the covenant sealed with that blood. That is water baptism. And so that some people will not understand. Jesus Christ came in Matthew 28 verse 19. And he said, go into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things which I have told you. Lo, I am with you always. Until today. That is the basis that people are taking people for water baptism denomination. That is, to start with number one, you will do baptismal school first. So if you are among those that don't ever pass any exam, you will never be baptized. Then they will give you baptismal certificate. Thank you, brother. Bill, I say you get plenty of them. Praise the Lord. All that is unscriptural. The baptismal class is the one we are in now. You are now in a baptismal class. If your eye open and you see it, you have passed. If you go back without baptizing, you have failed. He that believes and is baptized. There is wrong baptism and there is right baptism. The devil knows the importance of that. And he has made sure people don't know it. The understanding that the command may say, go baptize in a name. That name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. One name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is English. If you go to school, it's English. The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One name. One name. That name is the name of the Father. The same name the Father gave to his Son. And that same name, the Holy Ghost is coming in that name. And every baptism in the Bible, you will never see anywhere it was repeated, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please, for the purpose of this teaching, let me give you some scriptures. Write it down. Because some of you will go and teach somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just give you some scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Colossians chapter 3 verse 7. Take note, 17. Take note of that. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. It says that in words or in deed, whatever we do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. This scripture, every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are the baptisms. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 8, read verse 5, and continue from verse 12 to 17. Another one, Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Hallelujah. And verse 48. Verse 43 and verse 48. Acts chapter 19, from verse 1 to 6. And Paul's baptism is in Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Hallelujah. There are some statements that also give you key, like 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. Apostle Paul was chiding the Corinthian church. He said, is Christ divided? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? So it means you were baptized in a name, but that name was not Paul. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. He said, as many of you as have baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Hallelujah. And Luke chapter 24, verse 47, made it clearly that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. In his name. In his name. And Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, emphasize the meaning of water baptism is dying and being buried with him in baptism. Just get these scriptures also. Get this scripture also. That in John chapter 20, verse 22 up to verse 23, where the Lord Jesus Christ called his disciples and breathed into them. He said, receive you the Holy Ghost. And he said, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted in heaven. So how were they going to remit the people's sins? That is where you see that even John baptized for remission. It's water baptism. John's baptism in Mark chapter 1 verse 4. Luke chapter 1 verse 77. And Luke chapter 3 verse 3. Baptism is for remission, like we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Ananias was telling to Paul, he said, go and have your sins washed away, calling upon the name of the Lord. And same thing in Romans chapter 3, verse 25. It's talking about the remission of the sins of the past. The sins of the past. And the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? The name of the Father is Jesus. Because in John chapter 5, verse 43, he said, I come in my Father's name, you will not receive me. Another will come in his name, him you will receive. And you know what his name is. In John chapter 10, verse 25, also, he said, believe me, for the works that I do in my Father's name testify of me. In John chapter 17, verse 6, am I too fast? Thank you. If I'm fast, go and get the tape. It's being recorded. Hallelujah. Chapter 17, verse 6 says, I have manifested thy name to the world. Which name did he manifest? And who is the Father of Jesus? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 tells us that the Father of Jesus is the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost that pregnanted Mary. Therefore, the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus. It's not Joseph that pregnanted Mary. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the name of the Holy Ghost? John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that my Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And water baptism is by immersion, not by sprinkling. If they sprinkle you water, you have not yet been baptized. And this is the scripture. Matthew chapter 3. The baptism is by immersion. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 16. As Jesus came out of the water, the heavens opened and the Spirit of the Lord descended like a dove, and a voice said, this is my beloved son. John 3, again, verse 23, where John was baptizing, he said, because there was much water there. That's why he was baptizing in that river. Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch from verse 36 to 39, that Philip baptized. As soon as the Ethiopian eunuch saw water, he said, what forbids me now that we baptize? See water now. Hallelujah. And Philip didn't say you have to do baptismal class first. He said, if you believe. He said, I believe. He said, oh yeah. The Bible says as they entered the water, when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took away Philip. Pam! From there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it has to be by immersion because we are talking about burial. You have to die, then you are buried. Die there is repentance. Then you are buried, the water has to cover you. But on the third day he resurrected. You too, you will resurrect and live with him. That is what water baptism is. Once you go in and come out like that, every sin you have ever committed to that point is remitted. Therefore, according to the spiritual law, the power that Satan has over you is broken. Now you can tell Satan, get out from here. Here we go. If not, any other deliverance you do, you are wasting your time if you have not had correct water baptism. He said, whom he called, he justifies. And whom he justifies, what does he do? Them also he glorifies. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that is the step. If you are not justified, you cannot receive, you cannot be glorified. You cannot. Church, I want everybody here to go to heaven. And you must go in Jesus' name. Because your names are written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any question on water baptism? Is there any question? Who asked question? In the name of Father? In the name of the Son? That one. We don't pass that level. Yes? Quickly, because we want to do some ministrations. Some prophets want to give some message. I see their eye. They do win-win-win things.
Praise the Lord, church. Any flash in there?
Yes, quickly, please.
Praise the Lord, church. Nadi, there's a question I want to ask about the water baptism.
Yes.
Because it has been convincing me so many times. A friend of mine in the office, we were talking about water baptism.
Yes.
So he now told me that he has baptized in one church before, that later on he did some mistake by committing some sin. He now said that he now went back to baptize again. So I now say, how can you baptize two times? He now say in their church you can baptize anytime. And I said, okay, when I get to my church, I will ask my pastor to know.
You can only baptize once if it was done correctly. If you didn't do it correctly before, you have opportunity now, and any time at all, go and do it now that you have known the truth, the correct way. Secondly, you may have even done it correctly, but the attitude that went with it, the conviction. There are some people that are going for water baptism for deliverance. So if I enter water, that demon will leave me. Say, then make I go. Only water. No, you are missing it. Water baptism is not for deliverance.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, sir. Secondly.
No, I've not finished. But also, the Holy Ghost, because those who are led by the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, because there is an aspect of the water baptism that you must also understand. It is bringing you under a covenant with God, sealed with blood of Jesus Christ. And there can be something that the Holy Ghost can personally minister to you, not as a doctrine, that you should go and renew your covenant with me. That is between you and him. But generally, after you have done the baptism correctly, if you backslid, you fall into any form of sin, all you want to do now is go back to your father and ask for forgiveness. Repent. That's all. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 assures us. That's all. He is faithful and just. He will forgive us. Praise the Lord. You have to understand that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes. Is there any other person? Yes, sister. We can't take too many questions now.
Praise
we don't talk
Lord.
About. Yes.
He wants to confirm if baptism, because some churches they believe that when you did water baptism, that God will open your spirit, as in you will start speaking in tongue. Some church.
Water baptism or baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Water baptism.
I don't know which church is that teaches that. I don't know. Water baptism does not make you speak in tongue as such, but you can come out of that water and receive the Holy Ghost immediately. And many, even tonight, it will happen. Every Tuesday here, it happens. As you enter that water in the right spirit and you come out, heaven will just open for you. And you receive the Holy Ghost. But you can come out too, and it can take some months before you receive your own. And it can, you know, when you reach home, you are praying, then you receive. God determines when to give you. He discerns. So, not that you go to water baptism for baptism of the Holy Ghost, no.
Okay, another one, please. Why is it that some Christians, they are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, but they cannot speak in tongue?
Yes, I don't speak in tongue, but I'm born again. And there's no controversy over that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I've not explained the reason. Speaking in tongue is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. We shall come to that. I just wanted to use today to let the people remove any hindrance. Remove every hindrance. Have a reason, a relationship with God, and let him have a reason. Because one interesting thing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost is that it is also a time for deliverance. When the Holy Ghost is coming inside of you, every stranger inside there must give way. Any demon that has been living inside of you, controlling you to go and steal, controlling you to go and fornicate. You have not seen some men that will stand up in the night. They are charged. Hey, we are going to see woman this night. Oh. It's a demon that is pushing them. When the Holy Ghost comes, that demon has to go. So it's also a time for deliverance. And so we don't want any in our church. We want to make sure we use these 6 days. Follow it systematically. Scripturally. So that nothing will hinder. Ignorance hinders. Let our eyes of understanding open. Understand the meaning of salvation. So that when you open your eyes and say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost, you will understand what you are asking for. Give me the Holy Ghost. For instance, somebody say, somebody is born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's because you have not understood. Even that language tells me, no, you don't understand. You are not born again until you have received the Holy Ghost. You are born again because you have received the Holy Ghost. You are not a Christian until you have received the Holy Ghost. And after water baptism, you only become a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Now, another question is, can I receive the Holy Ghost without water baptism? Yes. If you receive, you can receive the Holy Ghost in the house of Cornelius. Acts chapter 10. They received the Holy Ghost first before they went for water baptism. It's God's sovereign will. He knows how to do it. But how will I know that it is the Holy Ghost you have received? I think I answered it last week. How will I know? Amen. You have to know what is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. What is the purpose of the Holy Ghost? The Bible says that the Spirit is the Spirit of truth, that He will lead you to all truth. And I answered last week, I said, you can receive the Holy Ghost in a Catholic church. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can receive the Holy Ghost under a woman ministry, as abominable as it is, because the Bible forbids woman pastor. But under her ministry, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Anywhere at all. But how? If it is a genuine Holy Ghost you have received, suddenly that church will become uncomfortable for you. Then you begin to lead. Where will I go? Where will I go? All of a sudden, any unscriptural thing they do, your spirit will not agree. Then, he who seeks will find. Praise the Lord. One day, for one bus stop somewhere, you will see a track, warn your pastor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say, which church believe this kind thing like this? Now the Holy Ghost, they lead you. You will come here, you will hear of water baptism. Then, the Spirit will bear witness with your spirit. Because the Spirit of truth. Say, hey, before we finish, you will be number one to go there and be baptized. If not, you will never find peace. That is what the Holy Ghost does. It leads you to all truth. So you can receive the Holy Ghost before. So there are some of you that have received the Holy Ghost before, but you continue to live a life of battle, because your sins have not been remitted. Praise the Lord. Today, church, sorry, we can't continue. Okay, the last person, let nobody stand over. Give him, since he's standing. Give him microphone. Please, no more question. Let's close.
Praise the living yes. God. Sir, I want to ask this question that I might be cleared. Sir, going by the teaching of predestination and eternal security, sir, which we talked about tonight, sir, I want to believe that even a little child, if the person has been predestined to live, if the person dies, the person is automatically going to heaven. I want to believe it so.
If that child, his name is in the book of life, whom he called, he justifies. God will watch over that life until he reaches a stage where he will give him the Holy Ghost.
Okay, sir, let me finish my question so that I can yes. put me through.
Yes.
Sir, I said I want to believe it so, sir.
Yes.
Now, how then...
No, you want to believe it how?
Yeah, I want to believe it that if the person has been predestinated, that the life is saved. I believe it too, as you say.
No, you say, if he dies as a child?
Yeah.
No, that's why I ask you, believe it how? That's not what I said. I said that child will not die. God will watch over him till he grows and gives his life to Christ and receives the Holy Ghost. Okay. Because his name is in the book of life.
That's good, sir. Yes. Sir, how then does it include a little child In the scripture, that is in the Romans 3:23.
That what?
That all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Sure.
Sir, are they inclusive?
Of course. Through foreknowledge. God knows a child that no matter how he grow, he will not give his life to Christ. And he knows another one as in the burner, he knows he will give his life to Christ. He knows your end from the beginning. That is what the doctrine of predestination is. Church, let's clap our hands for the Lord. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. Can we be on our feet? Can we stand up? Thank you. Let's stand up on our feet. I want us to pray. Can you be on your feet, please? Hallelujah. Sisters, can you be on your feet now? Straighten up. You have been sitting down for long. We have to do a lot of teaching. Allow some people to understand. You go back, you digest. Know what this is all about. Hallelujah. Can we lift up our hands before the Lord? This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Everybody, let's be in the spirit. Everybody. Oh, this is my earnest cry.